on the line now. I have Colm Ryder from the Dublin Cycling Campaign. Good morning, Colm. How are you?
Nice to meet you, John. How are you doing?
Now, we're going to talk about the social cycle event, which is happening on Sunday. But can I ask you first, do you cycle in and out of work all the time yourself?
Yeah, I'm an everyday man on the bicycle. So, I use it right around Dublin.
So how was it?
City overall.
How was it this morning?
I'd say, well, it's a beautiful sunny morning. It's every day to get on the bike. You know, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but what happened with the buses and that? Was it more of an overabundance of bikes on the road today, more than usual?
It's actually not too noticeable, funny enough. It's one of those things you can never predict exactly how the traffic is going to be. Maybe a lot of people stayed at home. Mm-hmm. As a result of the buses, you know, and various things going on strike.
Okay. Now, this is happening on Sunday, so give us some information about what's happening on Sunday and why it's happening.
Well, essentially, Dublin City Council, together, with the agencies in the city, have been promoting the idea of a cycleway, for the public transport route along the Liffey for a number of years, and Dublin Cycling Campaign obviously very much in favour of a cycleway along the Liffey. We think it'll be an iconic route, it'll be a fantastic project for the city, it'll make a huge difference to the city overall, it'll lift the city. So Dublin Cycling Campaign are very much in favour of this and want to support them whatever way we can. So we're getting people, families, kids out there doing a nice cycle from Trinity Park down to the Point Depot this coming Sunday.
Okay. And is this a regular type of route, or is it something that you want more substantial later on in the future?
Well, the Dublin City Council have laid plans on the table in relation to the two-way cycle route on the Liffey to make it safe for people to travel on their bikes along the Liffey overall from the Phoenix Park, if you like, from Houston Station to the Point. People are calling it the P2P route, and some people are calling it that, Phoenix Park to the Point. Mm-hmm. Depot, and that's been the acronym that's been used, it's P2P.
Yeah.
But it is essentially to make the road safer for cyclists overall.
Yeah, I was just watching Primetime last night. Primetime last night. I don't know if you were watching that, but they were talking about reconfigured the city when everything's worked out, that it's becoming clogged up and stuff like that. Do you think there'll be any changes? Are you informed all the time of what's happening in regards?
Yeah, so the Dublin City Council, generally through the councillors, but also through public fora, through people like ourselves, keep us informed of exactly what's happening. So what's proposed in relation to Eden Quay and the use of it only by public transport, that's by taxis, by buses, and by bicycles, being blocked to private cars, as you probably know at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make a big difference, and there's lots of other things that are happening around the city centre that we feel overall are going to make the city a better place to be, a better place to live, a better place to work, and a better place to do business.
Okay, so you were heartened last night by the discussion. I thought it was a little vague in a lot of various.
Well, probably the detail didn't come out on the Primetime programme. Mm-hmm. We're probably right in that respect. And obviously, there were two sides given to it. You know, Ben O'Brien, who spoke on behalf of the council, was laying out the reasons for doing what has been done.
Mm-hmm.
And for in other words, bringing Dublin City up to a level that is experienced in other European cities already.
Mm-hmm. How do we compare? I mean, have you travelled much abroad and seen how we compare for cyclists in comparison, relative comparison? They seem to be more cycle-friendly in a lot of other European countries.
No, John, the opposite really is pretty true. We're getting there. It's improving, and the plans are there. Definitely Dublin will be a very cycling-friendly city in a couple of years. And the number of cyclists grows regardless. I mean, the growth in cycling in Dublin, on everyday cycling, I mean, is pretty huge, pretty remarkable over the last number of years in Dublin City.
Okay. And is theft still a problem? Is that still a bane of cyclists in the city? And do we need more security in that sense?
Well, if you look in the past 2 weeks alone, there have been 3 cyclists killed in the Dublin area. 2 in the city and one in South Dublin. And that's a statistic in itself that's very worrying. The details of those actions are not fully mm-hmm. known, but the fact that they are happening at all is something that gives a worry. Last year there were 10 cyclists killed nationwide, on the road, vulnerable, you know, cyclists, pedestrians who are also killed.
Mm-hmm.
Something that different city councils, that the road safety authority, that the department are very conscious of and are trying to change. But it needs the right infrastructure to do it, it needs the right changes. And just today, I've just come from the launch of what is the first phase of a 30 kilometre flow zone rollout in Dublin City between the canals. So the idea being to actually increase the number of streets that are now with a 30 kilometre per hour speed limit. So the cars will slow down, make them more people friendly, mm-hmm. kid friendly, cycle friendly. And it's a fantastic initiative.
Okay, well, anyway, you sound very optimistic about the future for cyclists in Ireland, which is good, because it's as well as being, you know, getting you from A to B, it's also a healthier exercise in general for people.
Absolutely, 100%. It can only get better.
Yes, yeah. Okay, well, just go over this again, the Liffey Cycleway, on Sunday, and you want as many people to get involved. So if anyone listening is interested, what should they do?
Meet at the Wellington Monument before 11 o'clock. We've taken off at 11 o'clock from the Wellington Monument, heading down the quays. And it's a family-friendly cycle, so bring the children along, come on your bikes. If necessary, you can hire bikes from either the Phoenix Park Bike Hire close by or from River Cycles, just down the river at the Queen Street Bridge. So there's options there for people. It's great to see people. The weather forecast is great, so why not come along?
Okay, listen, thank you very much for talking to us here on NFM, and continued success with the campaign.
Thank you very much, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that
Take
is,
care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And that's Colm Ryder from Dublin Cycling Campaign. Sounds like a great day out, as you said there. The forecast is good for the weekend. I don't know what it's like for today. It's a bit of iffy, I think. But Saturday and Sunday, I believe, is going to be very good, especially Sunday. So just meet there at the monument on Sunday.